Unit 5, Lessons 7 and 8, page 93. Bazaars, the fascinating markets of the Muslim world. Al-Bazarat, al-Aswaq al-Ra'i'a, أو التي تبهر في العالم الإسلامي. A. Try guessing the meanings of these words. حاول تخمن معاني الكلمات التالية. These new words are from bazaars, the fascinating markets of the Muslim world. Look carefully at each one and read the words around it. Then answer the question to show you have understood the word. From 1 to 7. 1. Bazaar. All the big cities of the Middle East and North Africa have their great bazaars or souks. A bazaar is a market, big city, lake, kind of school. Number 2. Merchandise. Look at the first picture on page 95. The Motra souk delights your eyes with a mixture of merchandise from coffee pots to cassettes, from tomatoes to televisions, and so on. Merchandise means about the same as food, furniture, goods, coffee pots. Number 3 and 4 together. Master, adjective. Engraver. In Tripoli, there was Azzam Abdul Majid Hassoun. He was 12 years old and already a master engraver. Master means young, very rich, disqualified, expert. An engraver is a person who makes metal plates and pots, cuts designs or words into metal, sells gold and silver, sells plates, pots, and pans. 5 and 6. Bargaining. Dagger. Look at the second picture on page 95. Bargaining means selling at a high price, selling at a low price, trying to buy or sell something for a better price. Which of these is a dagger? صور ثلاثة عشان نقول إيش الداجر اللي هو المدية أو السكين اللي هو من التراث في اليمن وفي عمان لبسه يسموها الجنبية. 7. Delights. The Motra souk delights your nose with a mixture of smells including seawater, spices, and incense. It delights your eyes with a mixture of merchandise from coffee pots to cassettes. Delights means pleases, enters, removes, strengthens. Page 94. Number 8. On the other hand, a European greengrocer will become quite angry if you touch his fruits or vegetables. In Middle Eastern bazaars, on the other hand, shoppers are usually free to handle the goods. On the other hand means sometimes, quickly, however, without help. 9, 10, and 11. Fixed. Annoyed. Price tag. Everywhere in the West, stores sell goods at fixed prices. A shopkeeper would be annoyed if you asked him to sell you something at a price lower than the one shown on the price tag. Fixed prices may increase or decrease, do not change, are too high, are too low. Annoyed means bored, happy, angry, exciting. Price tags are found on merchandise in shops, in the sea, in soups on the walls of your home. 12, 13, and 14. Craftsmen, goldsmiths, demonstrating. In 1664, for example, a young French traveler named the Thévenot saw a parade of craftsmen from the souk in Aleppo, Syria. He wrote that it included shoemakers actually making sandals as they walked, goldsmiths working gold, tailors, coffee sellers, butchers, gardeners, and barbers, all demonstrating their crafts. Which of these are examples of craftsmen? Engineers and pilots? Teachers? Doctors and dentists? Shoemakers and barbers? Goldsmiths are men who work with wood, wool, gold, brass. Demonstrating means thinking about, discovering, showing and doing, looking for. Number 15, crafts. Which of these is an example of a craft? Traveling, Arabic, carpet making, chemistry. Number 16, quality. Buyers can compare the price and quality of goods very easily. To judge the quality of something is to judge how big it is, how well it is made, how expensive it is, how long it is. Unit 5, Lessons 7 and 8. Letter B. Prepare to read the passage silently at home. Bazaars, the fascinating markets of the Muslim world. Hina. في صورتين. A perfume merchant with his merchandise. بائع عطور وعود ومنتجات عطر في دكانه. والثانية صورة ثانية bargaining for a dagger in Taif. مساومة على ثمن خنجر في الطائف. ما بين بائع ومشتري. المقالة طويلة. وفيها أيضا حوالي 50 سطر كاملا. All the big cities of the Middle East and North Africa have their great bazaars or souks. In Tehran, Isfahan and Shiraz, in Manama, Riyadh and Jeddah, in Beirut, Damascus and Istanbul, in Cairo, Sana'a, Tripoli, Tunis, Rabat, Fez and Marrakesh. The real heart of the town is the busy, exciting bazaar. Westerners are fascinated by bazaars. American and Europeans visiting or working in Middle Eastern and North African cities are fascinated by the bazaars. This is not surprising. Bazaars are always colorful and often beautiful. For example, the Motra Souk is spread along and Omani Bay. It delights your nose with a mixture of smells including seawater, spices and incense. It delights your eyes with a mixture of merchandise from coffee pots to cassettes, from tomatoes to televisions and so on. Often the merchants are more interesting than their merchandise. One Australian writer tells us that a perfume merchant in Cairo's Khan al-Khalili Souk was the size of a camel, but he had hands like a Swiss watchmaker. And in Tripoli, there was Azam Abdul Majid Hassoun. He was 12 years old and already a master engraver. But it is the ways of the bazaars that Westerners find really fascinating. For example, in some Western countries, customers never pick up and handle the goods which are on display. A European greengrocer will become quite angry if you touch his fruits or vegetables. In Middle Eastern bazaars, on the other hand, shoppers are usually free to handle the goods. Many Westerners living in the Middle East are not used to this at first. However, they soon discover that they like testing the goods before they buy them. Probably the biggest difference between Middle Eastern and Western shopping traditions is the bargaining. Everywhere in the West, stores sell goods at fixed prices. A shopkeeper would be annoyed if you asked him to sell you something at a price lower than the one shown on the price tag. Therefore, Westerners do not really understand bargaining, and it is a difficult skill for them to learn. Many of them either pay the first price the shopkeeper asks for or just walk away because they think the price is too high. However, bargaining is a tradition that makes the souk seem even more foreign and fascinating to a Westerner. Bazaars have delighted foreigners for centuries. The Westerner's fascination with bazaars is not new. Bazaars have always delighted foreign visitors. In 1664, for example, a young French traveler named de Thévenot saw a parade of craftsmen from the souk in Aleppo, Syria. He wrote that it included shoemakers actually making sandals as they walked, goldsmiths working gold, tailors, coffee sellers, butchers, gardeners, and barbers, all demonstrating their crafts. Such parades were common in many Middle Eastern cities at that time. They were not simply entertainment. They also showed how important commerce and crafts were in the cities. This importance was a result of the spread of Islam, because the Muslims unified a huge area and began to make and standardize their own coins. Trade increased and so did crafts. In Cairo, for instance, the bazaar offered 450 different crafts and services. What is the same and what has changed since then? During this period, too, the bazaars began to look the way they do today, with all the workers of one craft grouped together, all the goldsmiths in one area, all the shop makers in another, all the bakers in another, and so on. These groupings certainly make sense. The raw materials needed for each craft can be kept in one area. Buyers can compare price and quality very easily. The job of the inspector also becomes much easier. Finally, because men in the same trade have a lot in common, they enjoy working close to each other. The locations of the bazaars are also sense. Most of them are in the center of the city, or what used to be the center, so that people can get to them easily. Also, there are natural locations for certain trades. Bookshops and stationers, for example, are most often found around the important mosques. In Marrakesh, the central mosque is actually called the Mosque of the Bookshops, because about 400 shops selling books used to be around it. Of course, many kinds of shops no longer exist in the bazaars. Many of the crafts themselves have disappeared. Machine printing, for instance, stopped many of the crafts connected with bookmaking in the Middle Ages, especially pen making, paper making, calligraphy, and ink making. However, today's bazaars seem to be as big and busy as they were in 1900, when there were 235 crafts in the Damascus souk. The reason for this, of course, is the inventiveness and adaptability of the craftsmen of the Middle East. Today, a typewriter repair shop may stand in the place where a pen maker worked 200 years ago. So bazaars are still the heart of city life. They're just as colorful, exciting, and important today as they were centuries ago when the French traveler Dithivena saw the craftsmen parade in Aleppo. Page 97, Unit 5, Lessons 7 and 8. Let us see. Now, answer these questions about the passage. 1, 2, and 3. Number 1. Give 3 reasons why Westerners are fascinated by bazaars. 2. What did a young traveler see in Aleppo in Syria in 1664? 3. Give 2 reasons why the locations of bazaars make sense. Letter D. Now, choose the correct answer from 1 to 11. The first paragraph is mainly about bazaars in Saudi cities, Muslim cities with great bazaars, the Middle East, exciting cities of North Africa. Number 2. At the Mutra Souk you can smell dash because the souk is close to dash. Sea water, a bay, coffee, several restaurants, gas, a refinery, flowers, a garden. Number 3. In the Tripoli Bazaar, what was unusual about the master engraver? He was very old. He was the size of a camel. He was only 12 years old. His hands were very small. Number 4. Westerners like Middle Eastern bazaars because they can see what they are buying, talk to the merchants, walk through the shops, touch the merchandise. Number 5. The passage says that Westerners do not understand fixer prices, bargaining, price tags, craft parades. Number 6. Parades like the one de Thévenot saw were very expensive, very common, very unusual, against the law. Number 7. De Thévenot did not see any what? In the parade in Aleppo. Did not see any coffee sellers, gardeners, goldsmiths, typewriter repairmen. Number 8. One reason why trade increased in the early Muslim world was that coins were standardized, bazaars became larger, there were many parades, there were more crafts. Number 9. The writer mentions the Cairo Bazaar because it had so many parades. It is the oldest one of all. It has so many crafts. It no longer exists. Number 10. In the bazaars, the workers of any one craft, example shoemakers, were usually near the mosque, in one shop together, in many areas, in one area. Number 11. The writer thinks that the groupings of craftsmen were a good idea, were a bad idea, helped spread Islam, kept prices too high.